This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's the Chiefs' all-time leading tackler and 4-time Pro Bowler.
Derrick Johnson picks it. He's up the right sideline, 30-yard line, 25, and down into Washington territory. Derrick Johnson.
But to us, he's our forever linebacker.
I want to be battle tested. I want to go through some adversity. I want to go through some things where you say, oh, man, we gotta figure this out.
Here's number 56, Derrick Johnson with Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right, Derrick Johnson, sponsored by Community America Credit Union. Community America Credit Union, member owned, open to all, invested in you, and Sheet Metal Workers, local number 2. DJ, it wasn't pretty. It's a win. They're 10-1, but I know I'm not the only one that can sit back and have unnecessary complaints about a 10-1 team. I don't know if you have any, but boy, Bryce Young definitely looked good yesterday against this defense.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, it's the NFL, so when there's a close game against a team that's struggling throughout the season and just trying to find their identity, which the Panthers, a young team, young quarterback, they got talent, right? You know, they got players too. But it's the NFL. I mean, whenever you can pull out a win, and I think the Chiefs do it the best, especially with Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes being behind the center. Just when the game gets tighter, we get better. I did think that last touchdown by the Panthers, that was a touchdown. I was like, man, I know our defense is a little bit better than that, but, you know, it is what it is. We still pulled out the win. That was the most important part, to go down on the road and get a win.
I would say you talk about that, you know, the touchdown and the end of the game. We've talked to you about this before where, you know, we've talked about the compliments of pass rush for the cornerbacks and all that. It's like coverage sacks happen a lot, but Chris Jones, 7 games without a sack. A lot of people will say, well, he's getting a lot of pressure. At what point do we need to see the pressures actually turn into sacks? And then also, loaded question here, I'm sorry, but like, who do you want to see step up around him? Because it doesn't really look like he's got a lot of supporting cast members right now.
Yeah, rushing the pass is a hard job. And Chris Jones is the top of the list. Talk about the NFL when it comes to getting pressures or affecting the quarterback. I wouldn't put a number on it at times. I shouldn't say at times. Every time Chris Jones is out on the field, they are really keen on him, and it is
harder for superstars like him to make things happen, just because they got a whole strategic plan to stop him. And not that they always have a, you know, they do a great job at it, but he does get a lot of pressures. And believe it or not, that does help the secondary. That does help other rushers around him. Again, it's going to have to not only come from Chris Jones getting more results in the sack department, but just all the defensive line, the rushers, the DBs, whenever we rush, whenever Spags. That's another thing. Spags didn't really dial him up yesterday. Usually he does, but we were playing a little more bend but don't break. But I wouldn't be so critical on his numbers right now. I think the pressures are really, really good for us, and he's very, I guess he's really disruptive when he's on the field. So I know he wants more sacks, but right now they're not coming.
And that leads to, like, George Karlaftis. How come he's not getting to the quarterback, or maybe somebody else inside, maybe a Turk Wharton or a Mike Pinnell, or even, you know, Mike Dana, who I think plays great football, by the way, but this is another name out there. Like, somebody else needs to make their way to the quarterback, because you would think somebody's one-on-one, right, in those situations, if Jones is being absorbed by three people?
So true, so true. And that's where you put the pressure and onus on the other defensive linemen, the other guys. And I think they know that. I don't think we come out of the game as players and as Chiefs football players. They don't come out of the game saying, man, Chris Jones didn't get a sack today. He's got to pick it up. It's like, no, we know what he could do. The other guys, I'm glad you mentioned Dana. I think Dana's a heck of a player.
Yeah.
I mean, he's kind of a guy that's the Swiss Army knife. He can line up anywhere on the defensive line. He's a little undersized, but he's tough. He's very fast for those guards when he's rushing against them. But again, George Karlaftis, which we know can rush the passer, guys like that, just gotta be more strategic in keeping the quarterback in the well and get him on the ground. Get him on the ground.
What do you think, you know, getting Charles Omenihu back is going to mean for this defensive line?
Oh, big time, big time. Just because of the size, the speed, the veteran leadership that he has, we know what he can do when he's healthy, and the more defensive linemen or rushers, I should say, the more you have, especially down the stretch, man, we're gonna be golden. And just because when you're on a team with Pat Mahomes, you need rushers. You need guys that can affect the quarterback, because in the third, fourth quarter, they're gonna be passing the ball because they're down every single time. So the more rushers we have, the more times we can scheme up something to get somebody free, maybe do some line stunts or some kind of T games with the defensive end and the tackles. I don't have a worry about our rush, but we do need to. This was a game where we could have used it.
Talk with Derek Johnson here on 96.5 The Fan. And you mentioned Mahomes, and again, with a brilliant run at the end with 38 seconds to go, he's ripping off a 33-yard run, fooling people on the sidelines. But that wasn't just it. I thought he played pretty much a perfect game yesterday, man. Like, we're getting now to, you know, December, and Patrick Mahomes is playing great over his last five games.
Yeah, that's what he does. That's what he does, and it's you know, it's like a well-oiled machine, man. I looked at the clock when he was when they got the ball back in the fourth quarter. It was a minute and 46. I'm like, oh man, this is you actually gave him way too much time. I mean, even if we need to score a touchdown, we could have did that as well. Pat knows his goals. His goals are to win it all. Not have a perfect season, but get better throughout the season, and he's coming into his stretch. This is where he plays his best ball in late November, December, going into the playoffs. So it's pretty cool to see, especially when other guys. I mean, it was 8-9 players catching balls, and our leading guy was great, and which I love, because that means other guys are taking advantage of the other superstars, D-Hop or Kelsey. I saw Kelsey, every time Gray caught a ball, Kelsey route was underneath him. So that just tells you the attention our other superstars get. So other guys are going to take advantage of it like Gray did.
What's the mindset for the team that's got to turn around and play a game on Friday this week?
It's a quick turnaround, and when you win, it helps. It really helps. But it kind of sucks, honestly. Football is a hard sport, and you need that whole week. Not that week is enough, but you need that whole week. And then when you chop it down and have a Thursday or Friday game, it really just speeds things up. You can't physically do much. It's a mental week. Watching film, catching up. But the good thing about it is both teams are doing the same thing, so it's not just the onus on one team. But one thing you have to do, you have to win on a short week. You have to win on a short week just to let the coaches know, hey, we don't need as much plays as you think we need. That goes into a psyche of a coach because if you go out and have a bad performance, and coach, he'll say, man, we didn't do enough throughout the week. So you want to go out there and put it all out on the line.
Is it a disadvantage or an advantage playing a divisional opponent?
It is advantage because we know the Raiders. We know the opponent that we're going to. That's a great question because a lot of times when I was in the NFL playing with the Chiefs, when you go against another opponent, you got to learn about this play, learn about that play. Oh, I didn't know this, that they do this a lot. So you really have to mentally get immersed in the game plan. When it comes to a division opponent, you really almost can pull up because you played them a couple times or even throughout the years, you can pull up that same game plan from during the season that you can use going into a short week, and I'm sure the Chiefs will do the same.
But also going into this short week, DJ, you've got to smack the Raiders in the face early, I think. Like you, Desmond Ridder, DJ Ridder, whoever's playing for them, John Ridder playing quarterback for the Raiders. Like you got to beat that guy up early, right? Because if you give him a little bit of confidence, then they're going to like maybe Christmas Day all over again.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody, just like with the Panthers, everybody's going to play pretty good against the Chiefs. You know, you want them to play like their record. You want them to play like they played, the other day. Not that good, but whenever they play against the defending champions, they're going to play really good. So that, and even if it's a division opponent, they know the Chiefs better than anyone, so they're going to try to have.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Their game plan, they're going to have to, regardless, we're not going to feel sorry for them, whoever they have at quarterback. We have to start early and put doubt in their mind. And so the second half, we can run the ball and get out of there with no injuries.
So let me ask you about DJ Humphreys coming over. They sign him on Friday. He's battling a knee injury, hasn't played all year. Kind of just go through like realistic expectations that we should have for this guy, realistic expectations of battling back from a knee injury and you haven't played all year. Like you've been there and done all that kind of stuff. What's this like for the player and what kind of expectations should we have as fans?
Well, when you get injured, regardless if it's a season-ending injury or a few weeks at a time, your mindset, it's a mental block that you have to get over. It's not just a physical thing. You really have to get out there and believe that you can make cuts and you can stick your foot in the ground and accelerate the way you need to. But I wouldn't be so hard on him. You know, it takes a couple days before you can really get going and get your mind frame right when it comes back, coming back from an injury. It is hard. It is a mental thing that you have to get over when you're playing in the NFL, especially coming off an injury. But I'm not too worried about it. Usually, Andy Reid does a great job in making sure the players are ready. If they're out there on the field, they're ready. Andy is not a I've been around some coaches like Todd Haley. If you almost broke your leg, he'll be like, yeah, just go out there and just like, oh, man, you know, he's actually going to hurt us if he goes out there. But Andy makes sure, hey, if he's ready to go, if he's practicing, he's going to be confident in his ability.
All right, DJ. Well, Josh Uche only played 11 snaps this week. So you ready to come over here and, you know, you could probably play 11 snaps today, couldn't you?
Oh, man, I wish I could. Hey, my mind's there, but not my body.
That's right. Well, hey, man, have a good Thanksgiving.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
Enjoy the week, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Man, I appreciate it. Y'all too.
No.